Good Shepherd, it is so nice to see the weather finally improving. Spring has definitely sprung. Welcome back for week 4 of your online learning environment. We have a few birthdays this week that we want to announce. Big happy birthdays this week go to Luke, Cohen, Lucy, Colton, Graham. We actually have 2 Tegans this week. So the first one is Tegan in grade 5. We have Haley, Moira, Avea. And then we have the Tegan in kindergarten. And we finish off with Anna and Tegan. We hope that you all have fabulous birthdays this week and know we're thinking about you. And if you need to reach out to us or your teachers, make sure you do so. Take care.
Hey everyone, it's me, Mrs. Hempel again. Like I said in previous episodes, you're going to be hearing my voice for the time being until we get our student leaders back. I know our students would want to be giving you this message, so hopefully I will make them proud. This week, we are talking about what we kids can do at home when we are quarantined due to the coronavirus. I know that a lot of you might be doing some of these things already, but there also may be a few new ideas that could help you with this new time that we have. I know what you're thinking. What just happened? One day we were comfortable in our brick and mortar classrooms and then wham! The next day we are at home learning from home and we're required to do it through a computer. Okay, now that we've had some time to think about it, what do we do? Well, guys, I'm here to tell you, nothing has changed except for the location. We still have our same teachers, we are in the same spot in the curriculum that we left off on, same grade, and we are lucky that we still get to learn. So, we figure this all out by looking at ways to do the exact same masterful learning that we have always been doing, but in a virtual world. I get it. It's a lot of work to figure out this whole techie thing. Maybe it's more work for us older people than the younger people, but it is something that is so important for us to do. And don't worry, we will get quicker at it with time. This will make us stronger. In fact, there has never been more of a time for you to build something or learn something. Let's double down and work hard on our schoolwork and mindset virtually. Let's become warrior learners who grow through this pandemic rather than just go through it. Here are some tips on how you can do that. Number one, stay healthy. Make that the number one priority for yourself. Create that healthy environment around yourself in order to keep healthy. It might be having fun music playing, inspirational quotes on your walls, eating healthy foods that make you feel good, getting outside for some sun every day, etc. Keep your mindset and wellness as number one, as this will help everything else to rise up. This also keeps you healthy. It will keep your immune system healthy through eating foods that bless your body, taking your vitamins, exercise, and mindset management. This means how you manage the thoughts that you are thinking about how you feel. Did you know that we can control our thoughts and we can talk to ourselves to pump ourselves up? If your thoughts are still not making you feel better, ask your parents for help. Ask for help and don't stop until you get it. Your team will help you. Asking for help, it doesn't make you weak, but it makes you want to remain strong. Also, exercise will instantly give you energy and help to make your thoughts feel better. So, if you're feeling a little off, try having a dance party or playing mini sticks or jumping on the trampoline, and then check in with your thoughts or your mindset and see if it made you feel better. There's a really cool saying that says, if you move your body, you change your mind. Try it. All right, number two. Kids, another thing that I really want to make sure you do is find your community. Community means the people that you hang out with and spend time with. I know that you can't actually go to their houses, but if possible, set up some FaceTime or Zoom meetings with them. It's really important that you stay connected to your friends, your grandpa and grandmas, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, all of those people. Now, I know that you guys are probably experts at staying connected through playing video games and through the chat, but I'm also talking about having conversations or playing board games with them using FaceTime or Zoom. Interview them or share pieces of writing from your school with them. They would love to hear all of that. Talk to them about how you're feeling and ask them how they are feeling. Build your team so that they can speak life into you and pour into your bucket when you need it the most. Stay connected with them will help your mindset too. Okay, number three, this one is really cool. I bet you thought that I was just going to talk about doing schoolwork in this episode. And of course, that is the first thing you should do after you wake up and get ready for your day. But after that, I want you to really think about how you are spending your days. Is playing video games mostly, or playing outside, or watching TV or reading take up most of your days? All of these things are great to do, but I want you to think about what you are really into. What are you passionate about? If it is hockey, how are you working on your passion with the time that you have right now? Are you carving out some time to take some shots, work on your stick handling, and do some dry land training? Or maybe you're passionate about art. Can you schedule some time to work on that passion each day for a little while? This might look like learning a new technique on a YouTube video or creating your own. Maybe you're passionate about cooking. Schedule out a time each day to learn from your parents or try a new recipe or have a bake-off. If dance is your passion, does your studio send out virtual lessons that you could do each day? If not, there are lots of videos, or perhaps you could choreograph some dances to show your grandparents on Zoom. There are so many ways to work on your passions. Design something new, start up a kid business, create something, have bake-offs, learn a new skill, get better at a skill you've been wanting to do for a long time, teach someone else something that you're really good at. Go crazy on working on your passions. Find your passion, bring value to it. That means make it really matter. And then find your team, your community, your people with the same interest to share your passion with. Kids, my point is now more than ever is the time to learn more, build something, and work on your passions. This will help your mindset and make you happier and stronger. Take the time every day to work on those passions and see what happens. Remember, we don't just want to go through this weird time in our world. We want to grow through it. So make sure that you do. Number four, make sure you have fun every day. Did you know, this is really cool, I learned this actually just this week. I was doing some research on brains. Did you know that 1 minute of laughter gives you 24 hours of an immune system boost? Remember, your immune system is what is inside of you that keeps you healthy. And did you know that 1 minute of anger weakens your immune system for 4 to 5 hours? So it's really important to laugh all the time. Have a dance party in your kitchen. Roll down a hill. Jump in a puddle. Get your brother and sister wet. Set up a fart machine. There are so many ways to make yourself laugh and others. So make sure that you do. We're getting close to the end of our list. There's only two more things. Number five. Okay. Remember when I said staying healthy is really important? Well, this is another way to build a really cool habit into your life. This is something you can do every day, and I promise it will make you stronger and healthier. It's called JAM, but is actually spelled G-A-M instead of J-A-M. So it's a soft G. Doing JAM every night takes 5 minutes. Get your parents to do it too. G stands for gratitude. Write something that happened that day that you're really thankful or grateful for. This will help with that mindset management that I was talking about earlier. A stands for appreciation. Send a note, text, or tell someone a nice thing and thank them every day. Sending something will fill your bucket. Remember that. M stands for miracles. Think of three really great things that happened that day and write them down. All right, this is the last one on our list. This is number six. Lastly, kids, it is so important to contribute to our lives and to our world. Contribute means giving back. Doing something for others will help make you so happy. And since we have more time at home than we ever have, this is really important. Contribute to help your siblings or your parents. And I promise, this will make your parents be in a really good mood. Find a time every day where you can help out doing things like chores or helping to look after your brother or sister or anything that helps yourself, your friends, your parents, or the world. Maybe it's doing things like taking the dog for a walk or calling someone to tell them you miss them. There are so many ways to give back, and that is so important in order to fill your bucket and to help fill others' buckets. We are all in this together, and we all need to help each other. Whew, that was a lot of information in this episode, but I felt the need to get it all in. Kids, it is so important to make the most of the time that you have at home right now. Reframe and reorganize your day so that you can get all of these things in. They will make you so much happier and proud of yourself. There is an example schedule that is up on our school's website that shows how you can fit these things into your day. It's at www.redeemer.ab.ca. Check it out. Adjust to this new normal and make the best of it. This is the biggest opportunity we will ever have to show up for ourselves. So make sure we use our time wisely. I can't wait to hear how you have all been spending your time at home learning, building up your health and mindset, contributing, and working on your passions.